English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. Obtenir un prêt bancaire n'est pas toujours chose aisée. Cependant, parfois, à force de persuasion, on peut quand même obtenir un petit prêt. La preuve ? Écoutons cette cliente inhabituelle en face du directeur général de cette banque. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces énoncés. 1. Pour le directeur général, c'est facile d'avoir un prêt. 2. La dame veut un microcrédit. Vous allez ensuite répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Pourquoi la dame veut-elle un prêt bancaire? 2. Qu'est-ce qu'il est arrivé à sa pièce d'identité? 3. Va-t-elle signer le papier de reconnaissance de dette? Vous allez enfin apprendre des termes relatifs à la banque et réviser comment poser des questions en anglais avec des mots qui commencent par WH.
Have a seat, madam. My assistant told me you insisted on meeting me. What can I do for you?
Sir, I want a loan.
That's no problem. But why did you need to see me? All you need to do is to see the account manager and she'll give you an application for a loan.
That's the problem. I can't read or write. I need a loan to start my business.
All right. Where's your ID?
I lost it in a car rapide, but I have my birth certificate here in my purse.
Have you got an electricity bill or water bill in your purse too?
No. Water and electricity are included in my rent.
A bank needs a security before it can grant a loan. Who can stand as guarantor for you?
Gara what?
Who will refund the loan if you don't pay?
You, sir. I'm sure you can be my guarantor. I heard you on the radio saying that banks should support women in business and grant them loans.
Oh, yes. What kind of business do you want to start?
Selling bisap juice.
But before you start a business, you must do a market study.
I did. The bus stop has Cafe Touba and Ataya, but no bisap juice.
Ah, I can see that the bank needs to grant you a loan to encourage you. Now, can you sign this paper for me? It's an IOU.
Manager, sir, I told you that I can't write. How can I sign? You can just trust me. Inshallah, I will repay.
Nous avons entendu la cliente et le directeur général de la banque. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Pour le directeur général, c'est facile d'avoir un prêt. L'énoncé 2 est faux. La dame veut un microcrédit. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Pourquoi la dame veut-elle un prêt bancaire? Pour commencer son propre commerce. 2. Qu'est-il arrivé à sa pièce d'identité? Elle l'a perdue. 3. Va-t-elle signer le papier de reconnaissance de dette? Non. Vous allez maintenant répéter ces mots en relation avec la banque. Vous voulez un prêt? Alors, retenez-les bien. Écoutez et répétez. Un prêt bancaire. A loan. Un formulaire de prêt. Loan application. Accorder un prêt. To grant a loan. Une garantie bancaire. A banking security. Un garant. A guarantor. Rembourser. To repay. Une reconnaissance de dette. An IOU. Nous allons écouter maintenant ces questions du directeur général de la banque pour réviser comment poser des WH questions, des mots qui commencent par WH en anglais. Écoutez et retenez.
What can I do for you? Why did you need to see me? Where's your ID? Who will refund the loan if you don't pay?
Vous avez entendu cette cliente et ce directeur général de banque. Vous avez appris les mots relatifs à la banque et révisé comment poser des WH questions en anglais. Et vous avez pu remarquer que parfois, la persuasion paie même pour avoir un prêt bancaire. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez entendre le verbe to be au présent, c'est-à-dire le verbe « être », avec la contraction. Par exemple, « What is his name ?» Littéralement, « Quel est son nom ?» Comment s'appelle-t-il ? Avec la contraction, en anglais, on avale le « is » et vous entendrez un « s » à sa place, un sifflement. « What's his name ?»«
What's his name ?»«
What's her name ?» pour dire « What is her name ?»« What's her name ?» Les pronoms personnels à la troisième personne du singulier « he » et « she » et les pronoms possessifs « his » et « her ». « He is from the US. » Il vient des États-Unis. « He » il. « He is from » c'est-à-dire littéralement « il est des États-Unis »,« il vient des États-Unis ». Contraction du verbe conjugué « is », vous n'entendrez que le « s ».« He's from the US ».« She's from the US ». Écoutez la conversation qui va suivre. Je vous prépare un peu avec le vocabulaire.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Ils se disent « bonjour ». Good morning. How are you this morning? Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous ce matin? How are you this morning? Vous allez entendre une réponse très américaine. I'm great.
I'm great.
C'est la contraction de I am great. Littéralement, je suis super. Plus correctement, je me sens super bien. I am great. I'm great. And you? Et toi? Et vous? Autre réponse très américaine, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Traduit littéralement, joliment bien. Pretty good. Joliment bien. Et plus correctement en français, pas mal. We have a guest. Nous avons un invité.
We have a guest with us today.
A guest, un invité. Listen, écoutez.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
What's his name?
Quel est son nom?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert.
What's her name?
Vous entendez la contraction?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy.
What's your name?
Quel est votre nom?
My name
is Max. My name is Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. And welcome to lesson number 84 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 84 d'English USA. Ce soir, Martin est allé à l'hôpital pour observer ce qui se passe dans une salle d'urgence. Tonight, Martin went to a hospital emergency room. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à faire la comparaison entre différentes actions. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à comparer plusieurs actions différentes dans le passé ou dans le présent. Martin se trouve à l'hôpital. Martin is at the hospital. Il pose des questions à l'infirmière en charge. Écoutons la conversation entre Martin et l'infirmière. Let's listen to the conversation between Martin and the nurse.
Let me call the kitchen.
Tell me what you would like to know and see, Mr. Lerner.
Call me Martin.
I'm Carol.
Tell me what you do here in the emergency room, Carol.
I'm the night supervisor of the nursing staff.
Are you in charge of the emergency room then?
In a way. I don't supervise the doctors, of course.
Is there a doctor here at all times?
We have one doctor at night during the week. Two are available on the weekends. We can call other doctors as we need them.
Do you have more emergencies on the weekend?
Oh, yes, especially Friday and Saturday nights.
Why is that?
Many of the problems are related to alcohol. People drink too much. They think they are having a good time, but they have bad judgment. They have all kinds of accidents. They hurt themselves, and they hurt their friends.
I'm happy I came on Wednesday, not on the weekend.
I wouldn't have time to talk to you on the weekend. We are too busy then. We aren't now. Let's go into this room.
What's happening?
This boy came in a few minutes ago. The nurses have been very busy for several minutes now.
What happened?
This is the boy's father. Ask him.
I'm Martin Lerner. What happened to your son?
He fell through a window. He was playing. I was reading while he was playing. Suddenly I heard this crash. I looked up and there was glass everywhere. He'd run through the window.
Was his mother there?
No, she was shopping while I was watching the children.
He's going to be okay. Don't worry. He looks worse than he is.
There's so much blood.
No, no. He's going to be all right. The doctor has looked at him. The cuts aren't serious.
Who are you? Are you a doctor?
No, I'm a reporter.
He was playing quietly. Then he was running and there was all this noise.
What's the most important thing you do?
The most important thing I do is stay calm.
Nous pouvons comparer nos actions dans des périodes différentes en utilisant des mots descriptifs. Par exemple, we are too busy then. Nous sommes trop occupés à cet instant-là. We aren't busy now. Nous ne sommes pas occupés en ce moment. Donc, c'est dans le présent, dans le passé. Écoutez les exemples.
We are too busy then. We aren't busy now. He looks worse than he is. They are calm when they get here. Then they become excited. Sometimes they get angry.
Nous pouvons comparer nos propres actions dans des périodes différentes. On peut comparer ce que l'on a fait, par exemple, au début de la journée avec ce que l'on a fait pendant l'après-midi. Par exemple, what did you do this morning? Qu'est-ce que vous avez fait ce matin? What did you do this afternoon? Qu'est-ce que vous avez fait cet après-midi?
Essayez maintenant de répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner.
What did you do this morning? What did you do this afternoon? What did you do last week? What did you do this week?
It sounds like another emergency coming in.
Essayons de comprendre un tout petit peu cette leçon. Nous parlons de situations où on compare une situation au présent avec une situation dans le passé. Par exemple, Martin Lerner demande à l'infirmière « Do you have more emergencies on the weekend? » Est-ce que vous avez plus de cas d'urgence le week-end? Do you have more emergencies on the weekend? Le mot comparatif est more. Est-ce que vous avez plus de cas d'urgence le week-end? L'infirmière dit que bien sûr, et elle continue de dire que I wouldn't have time to talk to you on the weekend. Je n'aurai même pas le temps de vous parler le week-end. Comme on parle en ce moment, sous-entendu. I wouldn't have time to talk to you on the weekend. We are too busy then. Nous sommes trop occupés en ce moment-là. We are too busy then. We aren't busy now. Nous ne sommes pas occupés en ce moment. We aren't busy now. Nous ne le sommes pas en ce moment. We are too busy then. We aren't busy now. Une situation où il y a une action qui se déroule en même temps qu'une autre action. Par exemple, I was reading while he was playing the piano. J'étais en train de lire pendant qu'il jouait au piano. I was reading while he was playing the piano. While, pendant. Ou durant. While. Ça s'écrit W-H-I-L-E. While. Essayez plusieurs exemples. Prenons un exemple simple. I was eating while he was talking. Je mangeais pendant qu'il parlait. Revenons au contexte de cette leçon. Un père qui décrit ce qui s'est passé à son enfant dit « He was playing quietly. » Il jouait tranquillement. « Then he was running. » Ensuite, il courait. Et ensuite, l'accident s'est passé. Ou bien, when their children are sick or have accidents, quand les enfants sont malades ou ont des accidents, parents try to stay calm. Les parents essaient de rester calmes. When their children are sick or have accidents, parents try to stay calm. When exprime le moment. Le moment où l'action se déroule. that's it for part 2 of lesson number 84 of English USA. Et voilà, nous arrivons à la fin de la leçon numéro 84 d'English USA. Vous savez maintenant comparer des actions différentes. Lorsque vous parlez avec un ami, vous pourrez discuter et comparer ce que vous avez fait pendant la semaine. J'espère que votre semaine n'était pas trop chargée et que vous aviez eu le temps d'écouter et de pratiquer votre anglais. Until next time, practice hard. Goodbye. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome back to Anglais Télé. Je suis Michel Joseph. I'm Michel Joseph and I have a special guest here.
And je suis Daniel Crafton. Bienvenue aussi.
Merci Daniel. Bienvenue and welcome to Anglais Télé. We're talking about Daniel's favorite subject, travel or movement. And we have arrived at the train, I believe.
Right, the train.
The train or the metro in some cases, right?
Right. But the metro's local and the train could be for the whole country.
Okay, let's distinguish between local. A metro is local, meaning it's for that particular city.
Or region of the city even.
Or region, right.
Yeah, it could be more than a city.
Right, because for example, in Washington, the metro extends into Maryland. It extends into Virginia.
In Paris, it extends about 80 miles.
Absolutely. I think I took the metro.
Way out into the suburbs.
Right. So the metro and train look somewhat alike, right?
Right.
You have an engine. You have a first car, which has the...
Engineer,
and then several train wagons. They call them cars, actually.
Right. Where they ride.
Right. So train cars or metro cars... That is the term you use for the wagons, actually, right?
Right. The only difference is that a train usually goes much, much farther than the metro.
Okay. And I think the metro's fast.
So is a train.
Right. Some trains are extremely fast, actually.
Right.
Okay. Well, do you like the boats? Do you like boats, Daniel?
I don't go on many boats.
Oh!
I'm not a good swimmer, but... Boats are necessary.
Boats can be very useful in areas where there's a lot of water. Sometimes you have rivers in a city.
Especially in Africa.
Right. And then sometimes you have the ocean helping people to provide a means of transportation on a boat or a ferry. And you can reach another city further up the coastline, right?
Or another country.
I get seasick personally. I don't do well on boats because of the movement of water.
Yeah, I know.
That makes me seasick.
I used to work on a boat, but after the first day, I wasn't seasick anymore.
Okay, so one can adapt to
You take this medicine and...
Oh, motion sickness medicine.
In English, it's called Dramamine.
Dramamine, okay.
Or motion sickness medicine.
Motion sickness medicine, yeah. Because you have this constant movement of the water.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And if you don't sit, then the water movement won't get to your inner ear.
Oh, that's it. Because we actually have our own water in our eardrums.
Right. And when that moves, we don't see things solidly. They also move.
Okay, so it's like this.
Right. So then you can't walk sometimes because the room is moving because your inner ear is bad because of the sickness.
Right. I'm not very fond of boats, I have to say.
No, right.
Boats are not very close to my heart.
I've been on one cruise in my life. It was a youth cruise.
Ah.
And I'm in my 50s.
Uh-huh.
And I was the youngest person on this cruise.
Oh.
So I never went on another one.
Right. The cruise. I think maybe our listeners have heard of these fantastic cruises. Bahamas cruise.
Right.
I think there's a Queen Elizabeth
There's a Mediterranean cruise.
Yeah, these are huge, immense boats where, you know, how many people can get on those?
Thousands.
Thousands of people.
5,000 on the one that sunk.
Oh, my goodness. It's kind of like a city on the water.
It is, and you can get everything.
Yeah.
You can eat and drink and watch movies and bowl and party and...
All right, let's go boating.
Right. Right. And dance, you can do everything on these boats.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
Well, I kept the best for last, and, you know, what do you think about flying?
Well, I don't like the part of getting on, but I love to fly.
Okay, now, how do we fly? On what mode of transportation?
A plane.
Do we fly? A plane, exactly.
Right. An airplane.
An avion.
Wings.
Okay, it has wings, and it looks like a bird.
Right, but the wings don't flap.
Right. The wings don't flap. Instead, you have a motor and you have pilots.
Right.
Okay. Well, the planes are huge and they're very helpful.
And they go a long ways.
Right. Because we can go from one country or one continent to another continent.
In a few hours.
In a few hours. I could say hi to my friends in DRC or Congo or N'Djamena.
In 8 or 9 hours, right?
Oh, I think it's much longer because it's closer to 14 hours.
14?
Yes.
When I go to France, it's 7.5.
Exactly. But a lot of planes going to Africa go through Europe.
Right. And through Germany or France or England.
And we have to add that time. So you have maybe 6, 7, 8 hours to Europe.
Right.
And then another 8 hours.
To Central Africa.
Exactly, or Dakar, or somewhere like that.
But planes give you the ability to go visit your family.
That's true. I love planes.
Right?
I mean, I have to go on a plane to go visit my father in Trinidad.
But that's not 14 hours.
No, it's about 5.
Okay, 5 hours.
Remember the song, Trains and Boats and Planes?
Dionne Warwick.
Oh, God. All right, I can't do the rest, but...
Yeah.
Basically, we all need mobility. We all use transportation,
right.
Whether it's cars, buses, planes, boats, trains, bicycles. And the aim is to get somewhere.
To go from one place to the other.
Exactly.
As quickly as possible.
Or as slowly as possible.
Or as safely as possible.
As safely as possible, too. So,
right.
You know what? With this, we're going to leave you because Dan and I are going traveling.
Right.
Yeah, we've got a date in Paris.
Yeah, right, we are.
Exactly.
I'm taking Michelle to dinner.
Okay, he's taking me to dinner on your bicycle?
Right, on my bicycle.
Oh, no, please. No. I'd rather take the metro.
Okay, we'll take the metro.
Okay, we'll take the metro.
Then we'll walk.
Then we'll walk.
Right.
And do you have a boat parked on La Seine?
No. Oh. Although a friend of mine, now see, there's another part about boats. We have to add this.
Okay.
Because a friend of mine has a boat on the Seine River in France, and it's a big flat boat called a barge.
A barge.
We forgot barges. And
yes,
and
absolutely.
He lives on the barge.
Okay.
On the Seine.
And the barges are plentiful on the Seine. I think they use them for transporting
and freight and everything.
Industrial goods.
This is a great big flat barge. It's probably 40 meters long.
Okay.
You know, and so about 100 feet, or no, 50 meters, about 100 feet, I guess.
Okay, so these barges are enormous and he lives,
he even had a phone installed on the...
Wow.
The walkway.
A high-tech barge.
Right.
Okay, well, see you in Paris.
Okay,
dear. All right, bye. And bye to all of you and enjoy your travel.
Bye to all of you, too.
Bye.
Travel safely.
Be safe.
Yeah, right.